Tag shook his head in mock despair at his friend.
You're a dreadful fibber, Nimbalo.
Patting his well-filled stomach, the harvest mouse winked.
After that good lunch, matey, I'm a sleepy, dreadful fibber. I think 'tis about time for me noontide nap.
He stretched out on a deck mat and was soon snoring. It was not long after that Tag noticed the hog babes and young ones chattering excitedly.
We're coming up to water meadows,
Jerkin explained.
They likes to paddle in the shallows and pick berries. Some good ones grow round here, but if you're in a hurry, Tag, we'll sail on by them.
Tag would not hear of the idea.
No, no, let the little ones have their fun. We can always make up the time later. I like water meadows too, you know.
Jerkin chuckled.
So do I, mate. Thank ye.
The hog babes were all agog, dancing and waving their paws.
Watty meadows! There's the watty meadows!
The barge hove into the vast woodland-fringed area. It was a pretty sight. No more than waist-deep, the entire expanse was carpeted in water lilies, plant life and bulrushes. All manner of insect life, including many beautiful butterflies, hovered on the still noontide air. Whooping and yelling, the dillypins scooted off, some to paddle, others to gather berries and fruit. Tag left Nimbalo sleeping and joined a bunch of mothers and babes with baskets. They found pears, apples, hazelnuts, blackberries, raspberries and wild damsons all around the far-flung margin. They returned aboard in the late noon, happy with their harvest, speculating on the flans, pies, puddings and preserves that would be made with them. The otter put down the two babes he had been carrying shoulder high and waved to Jerkin, who had stayed aboard the raft.
I enjoyed that. 'Twas well worth it, mate. Where's Nimbalo?
The dillypin leader nodded forward.
Sitting up yon with a face like stone. He walked just after you went, been sitting like that all afternoon.
Nimbalo did not even look up when Tag sat beside him. Never had the otter seen his harvest mouse friend so glum and depressed. By the marks on his face, he had obviously shed tears. Tag leaned close and lowered his voice.
What's up, matey? Are you all right?
Nimbalo continued gazing into the water.
Aye, I suppose so. It's just this place. I can't stand it.
Tag was astonished. The water meadow was a place of great beauty.
Why, what's so awful about it? Tell me.
Nimbalo indicated the far margin with a nod.
Just beyond there was where I was reared by my papa. I never knew my mother. Maybe she died when I was young. That's what I like to think. But 'twas probably papa drove her to run off. He was a hard, cruel beast. I hid in these here reeds many a time when papa was going to take a belt to me for not doing the chores the way he wanted them done. There was just me and papa to keep the farm going. I was never allowed any friends. Little food and lots of belting, that was my life. Said he did it to bring me up proper. Papa used to trade with beasts using the river, like these dillypins. I never met him. Papa made me stay home and scrub out the farmhouse. Always took his belt off to me when he got back. Said I was lazy and shiftless. Anyhow, one night when I growed up a bit, Papa took the belt off once too often. I fought with him and ran off. Never been back since. That's why I ain't fond of this place. It was my old stamping grounds. Will you do me a favour, Tag?
The big otter was almost close to tears himself.
Of course I will. Anything for you, mate. Anything.